from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan to talk with the country's leaders about the new U.S. strategy for South Asia. Tillerson is on a Middle East and South Asia tour. He met Monday with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, as well as the Afghan National Security Advisor. The talks were held at Bagram Air Base outside Kabul. In a statement from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, the secretary said the new U.S. strategy for South Asia makes clear the United States' commitment to working with the government of Afghanistan and with partners across the region to achieve peace and deny safe havens to terrorists who threaten that goal. The U.S. and Afghanistan have long alleged that Afghan Taliban, especially their deadliest arm, the Haqqani Network, has safe havens in Pakistan. But Islamabad claims it has cleared out all militant safe havens in previously lawless tribal areas bordering Afghanistan. Tillerson also made a previously unannounced visit to Iraq hours after he made the trip to Afghanistan. In Baghdad, Tillerson met Monday with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. President Trump will use his upcoming trip to Asia to further consolidate international pressure on North Korea to attempt to deter its pursuit of perfecting a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile. A senior White House official spoke to reporters on Monday, defending the administration's more assertive stance toward North Korea. The official said, "If we fail to confront and reverse the threat, we're going to be living in a much darker era." This is VOA News. The heads of leading United Nations agencies had a special one-day pledging conference on Monday to raise $434 million to provide life-saving assistance for 1.2 million people, including all Rohingya refugees and their host communities in Bangladesh. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the conference site in Geneva.
Before the pledging conference got underway, a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency told media the number of Rohingya refugees who have fled violence in Myanmar over the past 2 months has now topped 600,000, making this the world's fastest-growing refugee crisis. Aid agencies agree the crisis is also drawing one of the most severely underfunded responses in the world. Reacting to the growing and intensifying needs of this burgeoning refugee population, Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Mark Lowcock says the focus of the event is to mobilize resources to save lives and protect people.
Correspondent Lisa Schlein in Geneva. Indonesia's military chief has decided not to travel to the United States, although the initial issue that prevented him from traveling has been resolved. The country's armed forces commander was preparing to board a flight to the United States with his wife on Saturday when the airline told him that U.S. Customs and Border Protection had denied him entry. The United States said the issue was quickly resolved and the general was booked on another flight. The Department of Homeland Security, however, said that he chose not to travel. U.S. Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia Aaron McKee apologized for the situation Monday and said after meeting with the Indonesian foreign minister, the matter had been resolved. She said the general is able to travel. There are no restrictions. The embassy is working very hard to understand what transpired, and we hope it will not happen again. And the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Monday formally designated the El Salvador-based street gang known as MS-13 as a priority for the Department of Justice program that combats drug trafficking and money laundering. In a speech to a crime conference in Philadelphia on Monday, he said now they will go after MS-13 with a renewed vigor and a sharpened focus. They all have one mission: to go after drug criminals and traffickers at the highest levels. MS-13 is estimated to have 30,000 members worldwide, including 10,000 in the United States. You can find more on these stories at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.